Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. This is Jefferson Weaver with some of the stories from our community that you might have missed, but you really need to know about. It's almost springtime, y'all, for real. We have daffodils and jonquils blooming, other flowers are beginning to bud, and there's a number of signs that the annual renewal is getting underway after a long, cold winter. Now, here are some of the other things happening in our area, as well as a few stories you may have missed along the way. Our friends with the Southeastern Swamp Stewards will host a program on red wolves on March 15th at 10:30 a.m. at the Museum of Science in Whiteville. Local artist Bess Henson has provided artwork for the program. For more about the Swamp Stewards, find them on Facebook. Devine Cox Fowler will present a paper on kinship with the members of St. Paul Methodist Church today at Southeastern Genealogical Society's meeting. That starts at 2 p.m. The presentation was written by Richard Wright, and it focuses on Margaret Cox Laywright and her descendants. The meeting is held at 2 p.m. at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church on Warrior Trail in Whiteville. Tickets are on sale for the Adriana Collins Cancer Fundraiser. Adriana, 19, is the daughter of Jeremy and Amanda Collins, and she's such a sweet young lady. She is undergoing cancer treatments right now. Plates will include barbecue, coleslaw, beans, rolls, and dessert. They can be picked up at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church on March 21st. Cost is $12. Call 910-234-6073 for more information. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Southern Farm Days is coming up next weekend. There's going to be three big days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Boys and Girls Home. The 15th Annual Festival features and celebrates all things rural and historical. Look for more on Southern Farm Days at ColumbusCountyNews.com and make sure you come to visit us and watch us online as well. We're going to be out there live streaming all 3 days from the program. Just as the earth is renewing itself, it's time for spring revival in many area churches. Gore's Chapel is going to host revival services March 9th through 12th with Reverend Israel Formidable. The Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 36 Gore's Chapel Road, Nakina. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church will have revival services March 16th through the 19th. Reverend Andy Lambert will be the speaker on March 16th and 17th with special music by the Wilmington Celebration Choir and Willing Heart. Reverend Tim Reeves, always one of my favorites. Tim is a great preacher. He will lead services on March 18th and 19th with Willing Heart and Sherry Melvin providing special music. Nursery will be provided every night. Wednesday is a special service focused on healing. Dinner will be served at 5:15 p.m. with worship at 6:30 p.m. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church is located at 506 Lakeshore Drive, and everyone is welcome. Iron Hill Baptist Church will host revival services March 16th through the 19th. Speakers will be Jordan McPherson, Mark Player, Jonathan Buffkin, and our friend Brian Locklear. Iron Hill is located at 22247 Peacock Road, Tabor City. Keith Plott will bring special music to the Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. on Sunday. And the Sunday night worship service is at 6 p.m. Wake Nights will be at 7. The Columbus Baptist Association will be holding a revival March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road South. Guest speakers will be Reverend Joshua Connor of Pleasant Plains, Reverend Philip Addison of Bolton Baptist, Reverend Ryan Edwards of Clarendon Baptist, and Dr. George Strickland of Sarah Gorda Baptist. There will be special music each night. Peace Fellowship Church is going to hold a Blessing of the Animals service on March 29th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 5847 Red Hill Road, Whiteville. All animals are welcome. Please have them on a leash or in a carrier. Contact Pastor Jerry Dalton at 843-283-7298 for more information. And remember, we have a growing church section at ColumbusCountyNews.com. We're always looking for your information. Send us your special services as well as your regular church listing, and there's never a cost. Acme Delco Elementary School will host Michael Cunningham's Crowns Art Expedition March 7th through the 20th. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African-American women. The ADES students help work with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on April 9th. First time in 5 years, folks. It's wonderful. The field day will be at Whiteville High Soccer Field. Sponsors are needed for the event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. Remember to check back with the Good News throughout the week for updates on additional events. And we never charge for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan and hero stories, little kids with big fish, happy news of any kind is always welcome at the Good News. And let's face it, folks, we could all use some good news today. Email thegoodnews at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Let's make it a great week, and thank you for sharing the good news.